You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Tim Cyclesman-Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on Cyclesman.com. He's speaking to us from Gulf Shores, Alabama. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks as always for having me.
Did that cold wave get all the way down to you?
Are you talking about the one a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Where
Florida had
did.
Snow.
When Florida had snow, when South Alabama had snow, listen, we got 9.5 inches of snow, an unprecedented snowfall. Never before. I think the previous record was set in 1895 or 96, which, by the way, was the inception of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And it was like 3 inches of snow. I believe it was 3 inches in New Orleans and maybe 6 or 7 in Mobile. And we got 9.5 inches of snow, an unprecedented snowfall.
Vancouver hasn't got that kind of snow.
It was crazy. And it was dry snow. Listen, it didn't stick in the trees. It didn't turn wet until the next day. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And then, of course, we had the sludge in the street, and then that froze, and it stayed cold. But yeah, that was an amazing thing. I've never seen 9.5 inches of snow in the south of my life. Well, it's never happened. It was nuts.
So,
but yes, obviously it made it to us.
Now, the threat of tariffs on the world by the Trump administration, how is that playing out? What's the threat to the markets, do you think?
Well, I see this completely different. And it goes back to Richard Russell's comments, or quote, or whatever you want to call it, comment, I guess, many, many, many years ago. He coined the phrase, as far as I know, inflate or die. And the context of that is that the system, the debt-based fiat system, fiat debt-based system, it has to have a constant, it has to be constantly fed with debt, the creation of debt. And I have shown in some of my research letters going back, to the Johnson administration, which was as far back as the data is available to me, and I'll show the acceleration points. And every time the market has gotten into a trouble zone, you can see where the rate of acceleration, looking at this data, picks up. You know, it happened coming out of the 1974, 72, 73, 74 period, but the 74 bear market bottom. And if you think back in time, if you're old enough to remember, I was a kid, but that coincided with two things. The Nixon, finishing us off on the gold standard, and then, with international trade or whatever it was, that piece of Bretton Woods. And then, the other piece of it was the, energy crisis, which, looking back on it, I think was completely fabricated. I think that was an effort to create inflation, because the system has to have that constant feed of inflation, inflate or die, just like Richard Russell said. And anyway, long story short, as you go through time, you look at this and you can see that every time the market has gotten into trouble, again, coming out of the 80-82 low, it kind of paused in there in 79 and into 80, and you can see where they step on the gas, inflation. And then we get into the 80, that trend kind of let off. They let off the gas a little bit in 86, and then we had the 87 crash, and then you can look at the acceleration point, and it's right back on. And every time it's like a set of stairs, but the steps are taller and taller. Every time the rate of acceleration is greater and greater. And we saw that into the 90s, and then they were able to let off, and then, that led us into the 2000 top with the dot-com bubble. In other words, the real underlying economy carried us into that top with the dot-com bubble. and then coming out of the 02 low, starting with the 2000 top and the decline in that into that into the 2002 low, you see the acceleration again back on the gas, and you see this every single time coming out of and like I said, each time it eclipses the previous time. And you saw the same thing coming out of the 07 low. There was a huge step up acceleration in the rate of debt creation. And then coming out of the 2015-16 bottom in the stock market, you start to see it creep up. And then as we move into the 2020 top and the decline out of that 2020 top, you see a mammoth acceleration of debt coming out of that. Not to pick on an administration, I'm not picking sides, it's just a statistical fact. I'm not trying to make anybody mad. I mean, I'm getting the data, and the data is what the data is, but during that, the COVID era up till, before Trump left office, he spent at the rate of twice. I'm misspeaking. His rate of acceleration of debt, let me rephrase that. The rate of acceleration under his administration, his previous administration, eclipsed that of the previous two administrations because of the market decline and the things that happened with COVID. It was, in other words, COVID, from a market perspective, was, you can look at it this way, as a tool to reinflate with that debt. If you remember all the COVID stimulus and everything they did, that was that inflate or die. So they created this whole wave of inflation that we're all experiencing today going to the grocery store. Well, now here we sit. The market's at obviously at all-time highs. It's seems to be struggling here. As I've said, we're pushing into this this sixth long-term economic cycle. There's been no economic underpinning of like I said, in 2000 or in the 90s and into the 2000 top, we had a real economic underpinning with the dot-com bubble. Some may argue that we have that now with the AI, but I don't. From what I see, AI doesn't. I think AI is. I'm just not buying in on that. AI doesn't hold a light, in my opinion, to the dot-com era and what was really going on with the economy there. So I think that's kind of a cover thing. I don't think there is a real economic underpinning here. And so the way I view these tariffs, knowing what I know about looking at this data and these acceleration points and tying it to the market, is that I see these tariffs as another way of creating inflation. You pass a tariff, it's passed along to the consumer. It's more, you got to create the inflation. Inflate or die. And I think that's what I see going on here. That's my perspective on the tariffs.
President Trump campaigned on the promise to reduce inflation and make life more affordable. This would seem to fly in the face of that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, the fact, I don't want to offend anyone, but the facts are the facts. If the price goes up, the price goes up. That's not reducing price. That's increasing price. So I have to call it what it is. It's, you know, if you pass these tariffs, the price of goods is going to go up. So, you know, you can say one thing. It's like the old saying, don't look at their mouth or what they say, but look at their feet. And, you know, it's going up. And again, I'm not trying to pick sides. I'm not trying to offend anyone, but damn it, a price increase is a price increase. I don't care who does it. So don't be offended. It is what it is, regardless of what you say. And I, like I said, I think that the whole essence of it is tied to, the inflate or die scenario, just like, Richard Russell said many, many years ago.
What's your outlook then for the stock market? Will tariffs reduce action, cause a sell-off, or will it just be upwards, higher, and so on?
Well, you know, my story on the stock market. This is a ginormous bubble that, I've talked about this sixth long-term economic cycle, it first tried to turn down in 07. That resulted in the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, again, through the creation of debt. It was able to be saved, blown into an even bigger bubble. It tried to turn down in 2020, again, because of COVID, creation of debt. It was blown into an even bigger bubble. And now here we sit again, and that third attempted downturn is out there. It's there. And I feel like that it is going to happen under the Trump administration. And I feel like he's going to have to be, I think the essence of his administration is going to be dealing with the financial crisis. And again, I think that what we're seeing is a tool to try to, postpone that with these tariffs and other measures. So, it is what it is until we get the setup to cap this turn. But yeah, I still think we're in the, for now, the market is obviously still holding. I mean, we're virtually at new highs. Haven't made a new high in the last month or so, but I mean, we're virtually at new highs. And nothing catastrophic. Market's kind of treading water here. But I think that the setup is potentially in the making for this third attempted downturn.
So could tariffs be the thing that pushes it over the edge?
Perhaps it could be. Maybe, there's always the last straw to break the camel's back. And how much more inflation can the consumer handle? It's insane when you go to the grocery store. It's insane when you look at the price of automotive parts or anything. I mean, it's just nuts. I mean, where does it end? Eventually, you can't keep milking the consumer. You can't stand it. So, I don't know. The tell is the structure of the market, and once this setup bites, then it should be over, and nothing that they do should matter. In the meantime, yeah, they can keep pulling rabbits out of their hats. And so far, they're managing to pull the rabbits out of their hats.
We'll have more with Tim Cyclesman Wood right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Tim Cyclesman Wood. Tim, what's your outlook for crude?
Obviously we've had a bounce the last few days. Yesterday crude was down, but it was counter trend. I think that is, I think that in the big picture, crude oil has probably made a major top. And the advance, like I said, the last few days, has been counter trend. There was an intermediate term top made. I'm pulling up a chart as we speak because I'm drawing a blank back in January. And I believe that the overall trend is going to be down in crude oil. I think crude oil is trying to lead the commodity sector lower.
Is gold a guaranteed hedge if the market collapses?
No. Gold has been in an upswing out of a 9-year cycle low. There is no doubt about that, which has obviously been very, very, very positive for gold. But if you think about it, gold has been up because of the inflationary efforts, because of inflation and the creation of debt or the devaluing of the dollar, however you want to look at it, whatever lens you want to look at it through. And if we get to the point where the efforts to reinflate, back to Richard Russell saying, when the efforts to inflate or die fail and we slip into a deflationary environment, then if gold's been going up because of the inflationary efforts and all of a sudden those inflationary efforts no longer work, then, I mean, the analysis goes deeper than this. So I'm just simplifying it. But then once that turns, then gold is going to be hit just like everything else. And I know a lot of people turn to gold, and they think that gold is going to be this great safe haven if the, we ever get to the crap hits the fan moment with the economy and the collapsing of everything and the bubble and all that, but I disagree completely. I just don't see it.
What's your take on bonds?
Bonds, a major low was seen. With bonds, there's a three-year cycle, and the three-year cycle low was made back in, and I'm talking bond prices, there was a three-year cycle low made back in October of 23. We had kind of an intermediate-term top in September, and since then, bonds had been trending down, and as rates have come up, of course. And then since January, bonds have been moving up. Rates have started to try to turn back down. And the last couple of days, bonds have been down. And I'm talking the long end here. I'm talking the 30-year. Bonds have been down, but I think that's counter trend. And we have a minor low coming up. We should be very close to that low within days, a week or so at the most. And then I think bonds should, because of the structure, unless something changes, of course, but looking at current structure and current evidence, bonds should turn back up, and that should put pressure on rates again. And I look for the resumption to the downside on rates. I know the long end has obviously been holding up better than the short end, but I believe the resumption to the downside is going to continue, and over time we will see a continuation of the short-term rate cuts as well.
Mm-hmm. So how does that affect interest rates?
Well, interest rates will be coming down. I think interest rates will be coming down. I think the short end is going to come down a lot harder than the long end, and I think we see a continuation of the Fed cutting rates. We're not where another cut, because interest rates, how do I say this? Because bonds have been in this countertrend move here. They've kind of been in rolling over into these intermediate-term lows. Interest rates have kind of just treaded water. They haven't gone anywhere. And what I'm saying is once this countertrend move is over, as the bonds turn up out of these cycle lows, that'll put pressure on rates, and we'll see the resumption to the downside of rates. And that should coincide, I think, with some sort of a peaking in the market.
So overall, Tim, what's your outlook?
As Kennedy Gamage, an old-time technician, used to say, dance close to the door. Dance close to the door. It's I know that we're dealing with, a third attempted downturn out of this sixth long-term economic cycle. It's out there. Nothing has changed with that whatsoever at all. But at the same time, nothing has happened to trigger it either. So we are, watching for that setup to occur. It can fall in place fairly quickly. Don't know that it will. I'll know it when I see it. But once this happens, then I think that, it's going to be an abrupt turn. And the equities and most all asset classes are going to be under pressure. I think we will slip into that deflationary environment. And I think along with that, rates will be coming down. And we'll see a strengthening of the dollar. And I know that's completely contrary to what everybody's thinking. But that's the way it's going to unfold once it bites. But we're not there yet.
Tim, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
My guest has been Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on cyclesman.com. If you have any questions for Tim or for the show, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Find us on X at How Street. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.